What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. I'm going to do a quick one this time because we got some business that we got to get right into. I'm going to introduce the person to my left, legendary Busy B, like legendary pioneer veteran. Busy B to the left. We got B Stinger to the right, a.k.a. y'all know him as Ronald Savage, but he's really B Stinger, right?
Yep.
B Stinger from the Bronx.
Yep.
And Busy B, where you from?
Oh, man, don't even try. You know where I'm from, man. Boogie Down Bronx, man. You don't even start that.
Boogie Down Bronx.
Yeah.
Legendary. Are you a legend in your mind?
I perceive a more like an icon in my culture.
Because some people say legends are dead.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still looking good, still ready to rock the house, still doing. I'm going to start a movement, man. The movement is get ready to get down. It's get ready to go down, man.
And the name of the movement is?
Hip-hop movement.
After all these years, you've been around since the inception of what we call hip-hop today.
Right.
Why in 2017 did you just decide to just put all this together?
Enough is enough, yo.
Okay.
I mean, enough is enough. I watched it from 77. I started, when I watched it was free.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got a couple of $100. Then we got a few dollars. Then it became, then the corporations jumped in. And then they fed a lot of families, don't get me wrong. They took a lot of MCs, a lot of rappers. Then they made some rappers, and then they did some stuff. And that's fine. They gave a couple of MCs some money, some rappers some money. But now, in this culture, they use us a lot for scapegoats as well. And that's what I'm mostly tired of because, okay, I'm not mad at the corporations using us to give money because then some of these guys, they got families, they got kids, they got to take care of their families, sure. But at the end of the day, when a DJ who is coming up, who's not well-known in the culture of hip-hop or as a DJ in the sense of a well-known DJ, they use that for their scapegoat. Hip-hop DJ shot this person, hip-hop DJ. No, that's not
a hip-hop. So a lot of the negative is blamed on hip-hop.
Yeah,
okay.
And I'm tired of that. Then, also, it's not too much at the point that the companies are giving the rappers money to feed their family, but then they not only giving them money, but they giving them money in a fashion to where's that they not understanding the culture to where's that there's a bigger profit than that. There's a bigger thing than just giving that one rapper that
your
money.
Reputation,
right?
The preservation of hip-hop on the whole.
For me, what I did and what I'm trying to do and what I'm doing is representing the whole communities, all of them, from the West Coast, from the East Coast, from the Spanish rappers to the Mexican rappers to the English rappers. I mean, hip-hop took over the planet.
Global.
That's number one. So there's no place on planet Earth that you don't see a beatbox, a DJ, a breakdancer, a graffiti artist, a rapper. You understand what I'm saying? So in total, in all, there's a lot of things that's being misconstrued in our culture that I would like to straighten out. I believe I can do that. I can believe I can hit that because I am one of the founders of the culture. I am not the founder, but I am one of them. And for one of them that to be represented as an MC, that's one of the most important because we got the MC, we got the DJ, we got the beatbox, we got the graffiti. And then a lot of DJs is not even mentioned who came up along in the program and in the beginning of this culture who's not even mentioned. And that's not right because, I mean, for me, one of the founders who I believe is the founder of the culture of hip-hop is a guy named Disco King Mario.
Yeah.
And Mario was, I rapped with Mario. So, I mean, how could you remember me and can't say you don't remember him? That was my DJ. I then from there, Africa, Islam, Zambu, I mean, the list go on. But, I mean, we used to talk about Kool Herc, we talk about Grandmaster Flash, we talk about Afrika Bambaataa. But, I mean, Mario did a lot as well. He's one that actually started, I mean, there was times he loaned Bambaataa's systems.
Yep, yeah.
He needed speakers, a mixer, he went to Mario to get it. And so, I mean, so much in a nutshell, but then again, our communities is going down. We need, everybody talk about the kids. Okay, fine. Kids is cool. But right now, this is a podcast. I believe I can say what I want.
You can say whatever the hell you want.
Fuck them kids right now.
Uh-huh.
We need the adults.
Okay.
I need the mothers and fathers of those same kids y'all mad at. I can't do nothing to those kids. I can't touch those kids. I'm going right to jail soon I do that.
Yeah, but if
I go get their mama or their dad and say, hey, man, your son fucking the party up, man. They can do it.
Yeah.
They can do what they want.
So you want the parents to start parenting.
I need the parents to help me start parenting. There's a lot of parents, even in the urban areas where we mainstream is at. It's a little hurt. We got the drug problem. We got the pill problem. We got the dope problem. So there's a lot of construction workers. There's a lot of builders. There's a lot of nurse assistants that lost their job for a joint or might have sniffed a coke one day and the urine was dirty. But they didn't lose them skills. So me, I would like to get a nice building. I could do workshops. I can help the kids. The parents can help the kids with that. The parents can help me grab the rest of the kids and come on. And then if we have a problem in Indiana, say we have a problem in Indiana in hip-hop, they can call us. We can go over there and help. Now, maybe the people in Indiana can't talk to that rapper like they want to. Busy B could. I can go over there and say, player, what's the problem? Yo, Biz, man, they trying to. Okay, this is what we need to do. And we can straighten that all out. They don't want to talk to you because you're ready to go on flip. So, come on, let's do it. I'll go with you.
How could people get in contact with this organization right now?
Oh, well, okay, my son, B. Stinger, everybody know Ron said, that's my son.
Okay.
Son of Chief Rocker.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you call him. We got an email address. We actually still working on our website.
Okay.
You like the beginning. This is the beginning. This is brand new to everybody, just like it's brand new to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we still in the working process of doing what we're doing. Which is like putting our email stuff together, making our website official enough for everybody to understand it. And we're still doing stuff like that. So at the end of the day, our word is trademarked. Our symbol is official.
So hip-hop movement is, right. That's official. Okay.
It's official.
100%
trademarked. We have the 501c3, so we can get money from other these corporations. These same corporations, the Sprites, the McDonald's, the Burger Kings, the people that used us rappers and us MCs and their commercials to build so people can go buy Big Macs and stuff like that. Okay, come and help us build in the culture.
How do you feel about some of the corporations that have used some of the rappers for the Molly Percocets and some of the destruction?
Okay, well, that's where I'm going to.
Okay.
So if, say, for instance, you one of those companies and Busy Bee come knock on the door. Now, you paid 2 Chainz, maybe $300,000 to promote whatever you were selling. I don't need the $300,000, but I mean, give us some money so we can help these 500 people help do some stuff and build so we can keep our peace, love, unity, and having fun. Our whole thing is peace, love, unity, and having fun. We're not about no drama. Everybody in the culture of hip-hop can continue doing what they're doing. Make your money. Do what you want to do. It's just now we have a spokesperson. I'm here for the communities if you need some help. If you need some teaching and stuff, I can come and do that. I can bring other rappers to teach kids how to rap. I can bring other people to teach them how to work business. I can teach people how to paint. I have painters under my skills. I have building construction workers under my skill. Lost their jobs for a joint, for maybe being late, been on a job 20 years and missed 2 days and lost his job. Now, some things I can understand when you hear this man went and blew up everybody in the office. That man been there for 30 years, and he told you he needed 3 weeks or 2 weeks, and you told him if he take a week off extra, he gonna lose after 30 years he did for you. He needs 7 days. Oh, I didn't blame some of the people for going crazy, but at the end of the day, our culture, our movement is about the peace, our love, unity, and having fun. And if you peep those out, if you doing any of that, then you living all right. You know,
so you're just trying to bring back some of the balance back, too, because everything is all the way crazy.
Everything
now
is all crazy.
So it's fucked
right
up.
We can have one word, one person, we all can listen, and then we have one word to talk to, so you don't have to talk to that person. No, he said, she said. We can leave all the he say and she says alone now. If we can fix the problem, then we have nobody to blame. We can continue on doing what we're doing. The culture of hip-hop is a culture. Movement is what we get ready to represent now. So we can bring everybody. So for instance, the Ferguson thing down in Florida. You might have maybe one or two rap. You might have had a Common. You might have had a Talib Kweli. Okay, that's fine. Individual rappers got their own name, say it and everything. But now you bring the movement with that. Then we can talk to these people again that you can't communicate with. Because you scared because you see them with chains on. You scared because you see them looking different. But you can go talk to them. I'll show you.
Let me ask you something from your standpoint. When did it change? Like, because I know at 90s. One point, the 90s.
90s.
But I love the 90s, though. Like, right. That was like, we see, look at that as the golden era.
See, now, and it was. Mm-hmm. Because between the Eazy-E's, the West Coast bringing mm-hmm. in the gangster stuff. Now, when I say they brought in the gangster stuff, not saying the violence. They okay. just brought the lyrics to the people that we understood on the streets. And they spoke about what they went through. So that wasn't bad because they just expressed their feelings of what went down. What turned it is when the corporations came in and started making MCs. You understand?
Got
so
you.
This guy, he can rap, but he's not an MC. He's not a guy that built his thing. He's not a guy that went through the changes. You gave him $200,000. This rapper been doing it for 20 years, and he ain't even seen $30,000. He wish he could.
Yeah.
And you made that man feel, boy, just like in the NBA, they making LeBron look like Michael Jordan. You can't do that.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
eras. It's different eras. You know what I'm saying? He's the king of his era. Mike was the king of his era. You can say them two was good, because they were, and they are, just like Magic Johnson. But they try to make it, you got to do something better to top that. So we can say, he ain't worrying about what we can
they
say.
They worried about the torch of the NBA being
right,
carried.
Right, right. That's why I like the commercial Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
He said, don't do they,
yeah.
do you.
When you was coming up in the game, did you freestyle a lot? Everything was freestyle,
yeah, everything,
right?
Yeah, everything, almost.
How did you freestyle for, because you were freestyle for a long time.
I would just come in, it was always... To me, I say I probably was born for this shit.
Okay.
Because I just come in, I look at the crowd, see it all, everybody having fun, and just want to say some nice stuff to that beat and keep it going. Not the, yo, hold up, listen to me.
Yeah.
That ain't the shit.
Yeah.
That ain't. That, you just fucked the whole vibe
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
And then you might say some bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You done fucked up the whole thing. Now somebody know who you is. You know what I'm saying? So, but for me, the feeling is rocking and people rocking, and I'm trying to keep that going. So I have to say my name for this. Like, who is that? Oh, that's Busy. Busy just rocked this. You know, I don't say my name 100 times. I don't do all of those things. And then, you know, people say, what's the difference between then and now? Well, then I'll give all of my rappers the most high respect, because from the Big Daddy Kanes to the KRS-Ones to the Rakims to myself to the Bismarckies and all those name brand old school icons of hip hop, when we made albums and we went in that studio, we went by ourselves. I didn't call Big Daddy Kane to feature with me to sell records. I didn't call Biz Markie. I wanted to beat those guys. I wanted to sound better or do better than those guys.
You know who
guys.
My favorite rapper of all time is, right?
No.
Big Daddy Kane.
So
everybody knows that.
That's my dude.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah.
So, you know, we went gold and platinum by ourselves.
Without
we ain't
100,
need no
yeah.
help.
Yeah.
And then nobody giving Melly Mel.
Oh,
nobody giving Melly Mel the
Message is top five records of all time.
But let me hit you in the head with this, too. Actually, Melly Mel is the first rapper to even start R&B with rappers with Shaka Khan. Let me rock.
I feel for you. Yeah.
That's the first rapper to rock with an R&B.
Wow.
To after that, everybody used the rapper.
I was just
for
listening
R&B.
To that yesterday. Fact.
Everybody. They
a lot of people don't know that that's Melly Mel, though. You know that, right?
Hey, well.
Yeah.
You do your homework on everything.
You know what,
else.
Though? Yeah, exactly, right?
You know
yeah. I actually think, you know, my favorite rhyme from Melly Mel. I love the message, but I think the Beat Street rhyme is better than the message.
The Ramon,
the Beat Street.
Right? The Ramon.
Yeah.
Because he broke
probably
it
did
down.
A bomb, gets
right.
the last word. Yeah,
saying?
That shit was Melly Mel
so,
is a beast.
There it is. There's no new rapper, and let's go back 10. I'll give you that benefit. That has a album by itself mm-hmm. or a record by himself and gave you 16 bars of straight up real.
For Dola.
Right.
Without
there's
20
none.
Features, yeah.
There's none.
If
there is, I'll
yeah,
wait.
Yeah. let me ask you something. The Get Down, did you see that?
No, but I heard about it, and I heard they used a lot of... What I do like about and what I heard about it already is good, because now the new white audience and the new young kids and the white that's following the hip-hop, if they meet me now, they'll understand me.
Okay.
They'll know, that's Busy B, wow. And then all I got to do is do some fly shit.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
back on board.
Yeah.
So that's the good part about it. So I haven't seen it to say, well, this is what I really feel. But from the streets, from what I'm hearing, how it went down, it's a good look.
You was in Wild Style.
Right.
Being Busy B. You was Busy B in the movie.
Right.
Did you know that you was making something that was going to be like a big pop cultural icon movie?
No, but what I did notice when it came out, the premiere night. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to go back. 80, 79, 81. If you saw a movie that you was in on 42nd Street, Times Square, in big bright lights, and then the line went from there to around the corner, you would think you big Michael Jackson, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what from then I felt like, if we can do this, this is going to be all right. And Wild Style played a big, big part in our culture of hip-hop for the Grandmaster Flashes, myself, the Rodney C's, the Cold Crush Brothers, the Graffiti Guys, the Break Dancers. It did a lot. It did a whole lot. That should be like the masterpiece of the hip-hop culture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That movie Wild Style.
And you, have you ever written a rap?
Yeah.
Oh, because it seemed like you more just could just grab a mic
I didn't write, when I say I wrote it, I didn't put it on paper.
Oh, okay.
I'll always remember it, knowing I said it. And the only time I actually put stuff on paper is when I got with cool DJ AJ.
Okay.
You know, AJ was my DJ at one time.
AJ Curtis Blow DJ?
Yeah.
Wow.
We wrote If I Rule the World, we wrote.
Whoa, time out. Y'all wrote Curtis Blow Rhymes?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me take this quick break to ask you a question. Did you subscribe yet? Are you on SoundCloud/DoggyDiamondsNoFilter? Did you hit subscribe yet? Are you on iTunes, Doggy Diamonds No Filter? Did you subscribe yet? How you think you're going to hear this podcast on a regular if you're not subscribed to it? You got to subscribe so then you know the next one they drop, you just going to know. And did you go to the YouTube and subscribe to Doggy Diamonds TV? What the fuck you waiting for? How you think you're going to get all this banging content if you ain't subscribed to it? Fuck that word of mouth. Fuck somebody telling you. Know it for yourself. Subscribe. This is Doggy Diamonds. And to everybody who subscribed, salute. Men, women, and child. All right, let's get back into this.
Yeah, Curtis Blow, I said it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because I always heard AJ wrote it, but I didn't know you was in on that.
That was my song. I was his MC.
Wow.
Curtis Blow was getting ready to do the movie, and he was rolling with, even up in the Bronx with the people. That's my song. That's Busy B.
Wow.
AJ was a little upset with me because he wasn't too much upset with me.
The voice sounded like how you would say
that's it. That's my shit.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, that's how me and AJ started our shows, period. We had started off like, turn the music down. 2 weeks ago when the place to be, they were standing in the line to see AJ and me. I pulled up to the curb in the 98 and then I rushed inside so it won't be late. The party was packed where you couldn't even move and now everybody's rocking to it. And AJ will play some joint. Everybody go crazy. And then up in the Bronx with the people of Fresh Day with one DJ.
That shit is the same shit. It makes sense.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Hip hop history right here. Busy B wrote AJ. That was my shit too.
And then we got a song that we never put out till we were scared to put it out because this was one group and one company that we heard. If anybody used this track, we'd have got in trouble.
Okay.
And it was called Trans Europe Express.
Oh.
And let me tell you the song because somebody used the song.
I know. I can tell you who used
that
it.
Track. Who used it?
Planet Rock.
Nope.
Hold up. Trans Europe, that is something.
No, but I'm saying the song, we called it New York's the Best.
Okay.
And it was off of Trans Europe Express.
Okay.
And it went, you know how Trans.
Yeah, Europe. Yeah.
Express. You don't hear it in the song? New York is the best. New York is the best. And we were going to use it in that same trance.
Yeah, the vocoder.
Right. We were going to use that. Now, back then, nobody did that. No T-Pain.
T-Pain, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It was none of that then. And we actually wrote our rhymes because you remember the Pope came back to New York back
then?
Yes. I mean, all that was in the rhyme. All of these stuff was in the rhyme. That was the only good rhyme. And I still got the pay. God bless the soul, AJ. Rest in peace, AJ. So, but I still have that. And then I have the Up in the Bronx. That was our song. Candy Girl came from If I Rule the World.
Wow.
New Edition. We bought New Edition to Harlem. Candy Girl, Rule the World. That was how we wrote the song.
Wow.
You understand?
So y'all was a part of writing Candy Girl too?
No. We weren't part of writing Candy Girl. We used the hook from Candy Girl to Rude the World. That's how we found
okay.
It.
Some of the cadence. Okay, yeah.
From Candy Girl.
Wow. So you saying,
If I rule the world, that's how we did it.
Wow.
We did it off of Candy Girls. Bobby Brown, Ron, they was little guys.
Yes.
You asked them. We used to call Ronald Nichols. Because he used to have the little nickel bags. We used to call him Nichols. He'll say, Busy B, know what he talking about? Wow. Yo, me, Ralph Trasvan. I mean, the real crew.
Yeah.
Ralph Trasvan. You understand what I'm saying? So, hip-hop to me, I loved, saved my life. And then when I say saved my life, I wasn't a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with a lot of the gangster guys that stole stuff, sold drugs and stuff like that. I did a lot of that. I went around a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't that. I came out of that. And never say won't came out of that. But I chose to do the rap. They chose to go here. Some became basketball player. Walter Berry, Mark Jackson. They was friends of mine.
Yes.
They played professional basketball. Chris Mullin. I mean, they said, busy.
St. John's.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is the family of. So to say I run a movement, I qualify. For my son to do it, this is my son. He got qualified.
Yeah.
Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
Yeah.
And then he's doing the paperwork, so he got some brains. So we got we got brains in our family. Everybody ain't stupid. The hip-hop movement is run by good CEOs, representation. We run the communities. We help communities. We the voice of the communities. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to have the hip-hop movement represent, hip-hop movement presents to gather a cookout so we can talk to everybody. We're going to have the hip-hop movement presents a DJ convention. Hip-hop movement presents an MC convention. Hip-hop movement presents the breakdance graffiti convention. We're going to break them down. So you're not just coming to see MCs every time. You're going to come see all DJs. You're going to come see all breakdancers and let them get their stuff off. You're going to see the graffiti art is selling like water. We got graffiti artists that's famous that went from the Bronx to Paris.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
He's big rapping in other languages.
Okay.
Now.
So all I'm saying is
especially Japan and all that.
I want the other people to understand that this is a bigger than what they actually think or what they actually seeing. It's still bigger than that. We have other people and coaches that understand what we hurting over here when they see it on the TVs. They want to like to come and help just as well as we see over there. We want to go help. So now what the sponsors are coming, say for instance, somebody say, hey, well, Bisbee, I like what you're doing. I want to give you $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that $5 million, it ain't for me. It's going to go, if I see a building, like I said, I might see an old church or old school. I can buy that. Now, we can start workshops. We can put people to work.
Let me ask you something. What responsibility, if any, do you think the Russells, the Leors, the Jimmy Iovines?
I tell you what. I tell you, this is the test. This is it right here.
To see if they...
I'm they friends. Just like I can talk to you, I could go to Russell right now. Hey, yo, Russ, and Bit, he going to rap. We going to talk and eat hot dogs or whatever. We going to... You understand?
Yeah.
We going to have chicken wings. So if I tell him I need some help, I'm going to find out right now.
Where
again,
y'all at with it?
You new to this. I'm new to this. We new together. So we going to ask all of them. We going to find out.
Yeah.
Because Busy B is legal with this. It's no gimmick. I'm not trying to play no games. I did what they did to get their money. They had to do all this paperwork and get all these paperworks and do all this. They had to do the same thing. Well, I did it.
And I just wanted to let people know the official elements of the hip hop movement.
Okay, go ahead.
And that's conscious awareness, civil rights awareness.
That's right.
Activism.
That's right.
Justice.
That's right.
Political awareness and community awareness in music. You know, so those are the official, when you think about the hip-hop movement.
And when you hear rap guys say, hey, all you bitches and bitches, that's not our,
that's not
what we represent.
Yeah.
That's not our hip-hop joint. Now, that's a rap thing, and they rapping to their songs. Rap something we do, hip-hop something we live. Now, that's different. Now, we don't want our audience and our people to get it twisted about what rap is and what hip-hop is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We're not telling y'all we going to get your daughter and lock them in the basement and do all that.
Yeah.
That ain't... They rapping about a story that they telling. Most of our actors, rappers, and famous hip-hop artists are good actors. That's why you see them in the movies now, because they're very good. We was actors from the beginning. We acting as we rapping on the stuff, because some of them ain't bust a grape or ain't going to crack an egg on Easter. You understand what I'm saying? But some of the persona. So this is where, if you get twisted, call me. I go straighten it out and show you what it is different. So you can help or be a part or stay away.
So you eventually want like a hotline and everything right. set up where people can call. Yeah.
Right.
And okay.
We, right. we have a website, which is hiphopmovement.org.
Okay.
So everyone, they can go, you know, to the website.
Yeah, hiphopmovement.org.
Yeah, and just find out, you know, exactly, you know, what the hip-hop movement is, what it stands for.
Right, and we're working on it, so you can be able to tell. Because we have memberships for T-shirts, $20 a year for the whole year. $20, you'll get a T-shirt, logo, you get a certificate. You know, so if we're doing stuff in your community, at least you could tell your friend, say if we is charging $20, you would get in for $10. Your friend, to be a member, bring them in as a member. You know what I'm saying? And so we could keep doing this because a lot of things we're doing, we're not trying to make no money. We're not trying to get rich off this. We're doing our stuff free. A lot of our stuff will be free. Come on out.
It's not to be sponsored anyway.
Right. Yeah. So you come on out and enjoy yourself so we can show you exactly. And then if you need help, we have our little booths and tables where you can go and talk. Hey, we need help over here. Give us some time. Write it down. Tell us what's the problem. We go to sit down.
Can you paint the scene for people? Because I don't think people know when I was growing up, I remember the block parties were so big,
right,
like
see?
The speakers being outside.
That's what we got.
And it
do
would
again.
Be somebody see? Like yourself right. that would grab the mic. It
that's
would
what
be the DJ.
Be that's exactly
and,
what
and,
we're
and
doing.
I think that's missing. The kids do not know how much right. fun it right. was. A block party was
there
everything.
Was. So there
wasn't
it
no shooting. Wasn't no fighting.
Right. Nope.
It was food, double yep. dutch, skelly. Right.
There you go.
Everything.
So that's tag. That's what we're trying to bring back.
That's what we're trying to do.
Okay.
Because you know it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's been gone.
It's been gone.
And like
for like
so
20 years.
Why
yeah.
does, okay, ain't it time?
Yes, no, I miss it.
Okay.
I miss seeing girls jump double
so,
dutch.
So there yeah. it is. It's yeah. time to go back to having fun. Do what you do. Make your money, sure. Enjoy yourself. Once again, keep in mind to don't hurt nobody. That's mm-hmm. not what we're about. The hip-hop movement is about the peace, love, unity, and having fun. We are the voices of the community. We can be your voice of the community. We can help you be. You can still be the king of your block. But if you need some help, because we all need some help, shout us out. We'll come talk. We can help set up. You're doing block parties and stuff, we can come help with that as well. You need some sponsoring stuff, we can help with that as well. To make it peace and love, to let people know this is what we're doing, man.
Makes mm-hmm. sense.
And we just wanted to also make it clear that disrespecting women
that's, yeah, we not
is
having that,
not a part of the movement of hip-hop. Right. It's not even a part of the culture.
Right.
You know, because nowadays you have DJs, you know, they call it hosting when they be having the girls on the flyers and stuff like that and half-dressed and stuff like that. That's not hip-hop. You know, that's not where hip-hop was meant to be.
But we're going to show them that because what we do, if they follow us, then they'll see. The parents will understand. Again, we're not talking about the kids. We're talking about the parents. We need the adults right now. So as far as the hip-hop movement, kids, we respect, sure. But we need the parents, we need the adults to hop aboard this ship, to understand what we're doing so we can straighten out this economy that we all are living in. So we can do the same thing some of the other people doing. We can get cash checks and make some money. Because if we're making money and having fun, that's it. I mean, who don't want to do that? And in this movement, it can be done.
We can
save
be done.
We can save a lot of people.
It will be done.
It will be done. There
so
it
is. Anybody you want to shout out in closing?
I just want to...
Tell them again what we represent. So they can understand.
The hip-hop movement, the official elements of the hip-hop movement is consciousness, civil rights awareness, activism, justice, political, community awareness, and music. You know, so definitely, you know, we are trying to get across, you know, to the rappers that's out here glorifying selling drugs and popping the guns and their videos and records. You know, that's not what it is, you know. I mean, they had their fun. We need to bring it back to peace, love, unity, and having fun because that is the culture of hip-hop.
So represent the movement in this honor, and that's all we're saying. I'm coming to knock on the door and ask for some money. So don't think I'm coming. And when I say I'm coming to knock for some money, not to the rappers. I'm going to the where the rappers got that check from. I'm going to them the corporations, the McDonald's, the Pepsis, the Sprites, the Russell Simmons, the Puff Daddies,
the Leo Cohns,
even Jay-Z want to help some.
Jay-Z,
sometime.
You too.
I'm going to him. I know his crew won. I know everybody. I mean, this is the beauty of it. It ain't a stranger knocking on their door.
If they could sell liquor to the youth, they could do something to help the youth.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Yes. So, and at the end of the day, it's not somebody that you don't know knocking on your door. That's Busy B.
Chief Rocker, Busy B.
Chief Rocker. That's Chief. Oh, yeah, yeah. Chief want. Light up something and give him a drink and let's give him some money.
On Wikipedia, I just looked up your name and it had your name. Is it wrong up there? It said Busy B Starsky.
No, that was... Well, I changed it from the Starsky because I didn't want it no more problems with Lovebug Starsky.
Okay, so your name.
Very beginning. So it's Chief Rocker Busy B.
Yeah, because they still have it up there, Starsky, though.
Right. Okay. Because anybody that say that, then I know they really old school.
Okay, yeah, you know what
I'm saying? Hey, Starsky!
That was your name at one point?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Busy B Starsky.
Yeah, they can also go to Wikipedia for the hip-hop movement.
Yes, that's why. That's right. What I looked on that as well. Like I said, you was around since the inception of a lot. But mm-hmm. when they mention the pioneers, your name is not really called that much also. Does that bother you or do you be like...
It do and it don't. Because I say my peers are still afraid of what I can do on that stage. They'll see something and don't want me to get it. So this is why I did what I did. Because I do it like this. If corporations like the fake one you put together, then you're going to love the real one. I got the real one right there. The fake one you made, that's the real one right there. Now, I ain't mad at that. He got a family. But now, here go the real one. Show the real one some love, too. Or let me show the real one some love.
Yeah. You. A lot of people that didn't know you knew you from the whole Beef DVD, the mm-hmm. whole Cool Mode D thing mm-hmm. and all that. Looking back in retrospect... where battle rap is big now, like it's a big sport.
I put a lot of work in, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like so
this is my highlight right here.
You've been in the game 34
since 77.
Right? Since 77. Damn, I wasn't even
54.
Yeah.
So
it's most of your life.
Right. Most of your life. All my whole teenage years, the whole adult year, everything. Hip hop took me around the planet, and you know what I'm saying?
Wow. So
I've been everywhere except Russia and Africa. I've been to Australia.
Oh, you ain't go home?
No, I ain't been there. They say you got to take, I'm scared of needles. You got to take needles and stuff, they said, for the whatever is over there. Whatever.
Stop
over
lying.
There.
They don't got to do that shit.
They can stay over there then, because I'm scared of needles.
What's the first big check you got? How much was it?
Tokyo. I went overseas in Japan. We stayed 30 days, and I got back home, and it was like $2,500.
That was the biggest check you got? I think dudes is getting at the walk in the club now.
So you understand what I'm saying? Wow. So now today, I'm still making that same $3,000 and $4,000, and I tell everybody, I'm not a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even really a thousandaire.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm $2.5 billion in respect.
Wow.
So I'll take that all day.
Yo, on that note, I don't even know what else to say after that. That was powerful right there. One more time, give them the website.
Yeah, it's hiphopmovement.org.
So just Google hip hop movement. Everything is going to come up, all the information. Mm-hmm. We got the legendary Busy B. He's beasting it today because this is all hip hop right here. He's Ron Savage when we doing the other interviews and he's on his political stuff. Yeah, the political stuff. But today he's beasting. And I want to thank y'all for coming. Once everything is really, really up and running,
I'll be back.
We revisit it and we'll give them everything, be able to give them some workshops, give them some props. Yep.
And talk to some other people.
Yeah, Busy B, this is a legend right here. Watch the movie Wild Style. Just Google his name. He did a lot. And, I don't give everybody props, but his props is definitely deserved.
I made the white boy a household word, Kid Rock.
Wow.
You know, the bob with the bob, a dang, a dang, dang.
Actual facts.
That's my song. He used it. We got rich. We got famous.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we sold
11
million
copies. Yeah, they cut a check, though, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what made me rich. Now, if you want to say I made a couple of dollars, that did it.
Yeah, Kid Rock. That was his biggest record.
We sold 11 million copies. So, okay, to be exact now, yes, that is my biggest record.
But check this, though, right? This how crazy that is. Let me tell you why this is crazy. Let me set this up for you. Cool Moe Dee said...
Put it on hold.
No, he said he did
that.
He dissed it.
I told him. I said, "Now, how you like the bob with the bob? Now we 11 million. How you like the bob to the bob? Now we 11 million strong, and I got a fat check. How you like me now?"
Wow, yo, that's crazy.
And he got a song, How You Like Me Now? So I hit him back, How You Like Me Now? And yeah. He got that from me because back then, I used to walk around and say, $500, nigga, how you like me now, bitch?
Wow.
I had money, how you like me now, bitch? I ain't had no money yesterday, how you like me now, 500, bitch?
Yo, because that's crazy because he dissed the Bob, the big Bob, the right. Bang with him.
And the Bob is rocking, he's still fat and ugly, and I'm still young and pretty, and I'm getting money now.
See ya.
Yeah. So that's what it is. This is Doggy Diamonds. We got B Singer. We got Busy.
Yeah.
Chief Rocker Busy B in the building. Yeah. And he still get on that mic and toast the field.
That's
y'all,
right.
Too. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we out of here. Peace. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.